Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Good morning and hello, Sunshine. Welcome to our Saturday VIP Prayer Call. Hard to believe it's the last Saturday in the month of April. So much has been happening in our world since we started this first part of the second quarter, but we are grateful that we can gather together again and be in fellowship and give God some praise. This is Dr. Stacey N.C. Grant. Welcome to all of our new callers. Thank you for joining us this morning. And I look forward to hearing the voices of those who are able to unmute by pressing star one, telling us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for. Today is a day where I have to present on a virtual conference, and I have to go and get things set up for that. And I invite you all to join me at 11:20 today, and I'll give more information on that. I'm honored to be a part of a lineup from Ebony Jet Magazine that's doing a special three-day summit. Today is the entrepreneurial portion of it for the National Black Business League. And tomorrow they're having health and wellness. And yesterday was a clergy day. So I'm excited about it and been praying and asking all of you to pray for me that God gives me the right words to be able to share and that everything will be done in right and decent order and excellence as we serve the community today. So who is available to unmute their line? Go ahead, press star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for.
Hi, this is Princess Jenkins.
Princess! Hey, Princess!
Hi, how are you? I saw your post on Facebook and I thought, yeah, I'm going to jump on that call today. I'm so excited to be here. Yeah, how you doing?
Doing great, and grateful to hear your voice. So what are you grateful for today?
Well, you know, I'm grateful that I'm getting ready for the comeback.
I know that's right.
You know, I'm using this time, taking this time, this forced time, to do some things that needed to be done. I was in my business yesterday cleaning. I've changed light bulbs, you know, all of that good stuff. And I'm just grateful to have the time to rest. I didn't know I was so tired, and to think and to have great conversations with people that I love that I probably wouldn't have had because they or I would have been too busy. So I'm grateful for the reconnection of those relationships, and I'm also grateful for the time.
Amen. That's a good point. And yes, getting ready for that comeback is important. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, this just definitely made my morning hearing your voice and looking forward to being able to come down to the brownstone. And funny enough, I just put on a brownstone original for my broadcast later. So.
Oh, I love it. keep it alive. Keep fashion alive.
Absolutely. Well, love you and the family, and thank you for joining the call. And hopefully you can come back again another Saturday.
So listen, Stace, this is my first time joining, so I press star one to unmute. What do I do? Do I need to unmute now? I mean, mute again?
Yes, you just press star one again. And then
okay, great. All right. Thank you for having me on the call today.
Of course. Thank you for being here.
Okay, I'm going to keep listening in.
Okay, awesome. Okay, family, I am so excited. That's one of my dearest girlfriends and big sisters. She owns the Brownstone, which is a fashion brand here in New York, in Harlem. So those of you that are interested in finding out more, you can visit the Brownstone Lady, I believe it is, online. I'll give you the exact one before we hang up. But, you know, I'd love to promote people who add value and who are doing wonderful things in the world. And that was just a surprise to hear her voice joining our family today. So I'm just grateful for that. But I also want to know who else is here today. Just press star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you are grateful for today. I see the other folks coming on. Just make sure that your line is muted, unmuted on your phone.
Good morning, great and happy day, Deetra of Tellus, Millionaire Sachi.
Hey, Deetra. Great to hear your sunshine.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here bouncing on my trampoline today, my mini trampoline, which is so much fun, and you don't even have to go anywhere. You can do it in your house. Yay, yay, yay. So I'm grateful to be able to do this, and grateful for you, Dr. Stacy, and just for all the wonderful members that are on this call each and every week. Just grateful, 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 grateful to see the nice, beautiful sun outside, even though it's a wee bit cloudy, but just grateful to be able to see it and that I have use of all my limbs and faculties, and just happy, happy, happy to be here and just be alive. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having this VIP prayer.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for always bringing your happy sunshine. I love it because everybody, as soon as they hear your voice, they immediately start smiling and like, there she goes with the happy, happy, happy. And we need a whole lot of that right about now, Jesus.
So. Yes, ma'am.
Well, thank you for being here and for sharing your information as well. When you do your exercise routine, you mentioned a trampoline, because, you know, I think it's clear to all of us, especially in our communities, that we have to really be mindful of our health and wellness and do things to boost our immune system, because we are seeing the effects of what happens when you don't have access to health care, when you have underlying conditions, when you're not eating what you need to eat to keep your body healthy and strong. So out of the many lessons that we are learning in this time, you know, I'm trying to be more mindful, even myself, of what we're doing and how we're treating this body. You only get one. You know, I'm not going to go ahead and get that Beyonce model. I'm going to have to deal with what I got.
One body temple. It is a temple.
Absolutely. So thank you, beloved, once again, just for being you and bringing your light and love to our family each and every week.
You are welcome. God bless you.
God bless. All right, let's get a few more people in. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Dr.
Guess what? You're going to hear two of us, because two of us are connected. I had to connect Karen because of her service. And I'm on my way to Houston, but Karen and Creasy and Roz Knight and Warfield wanted to say good morning to Dr.
Good morning.
Okay, so we have
That's
Texas
what I was going to say.
And, all right, so we have Texas and Orlando calling in together. I love it. Well, thank you both for dialing in and always being on the call, and Karen, for all the people you keep recommending to the call. So we appreciate both of you. Roz, please be careful as you are on the road today, and we're grateful that we get to close out this month of April in prayer and fellowship. So I appreciate you both. You know, you are treasures to my heart. So thank you so much, and continue to do what you both do, which is sharing so much light and love with so many people through the work that you're doing.
Good morning.
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, Dr. Stacy.
All right. Awesome. I think that was Karen and Roz signing off, and I hear Darnell coming in. We got a trifecta of these faithpreneurs coming on the call.
Yeah, good morning, everyone.
I couldn't bear to be without you for a week, all of us. Thanks for...
Roz. I think Karen was... I mean, one second, Darnell. Karen was saying
okay,
something,
not
and
a
then
problem.
We'll let you go.
Oh.
I was just saying that I couldn't bear not being able to hear you this week. But somehow with Metro PCS, it doesn't allow this number to dial anymore with the bridge line. But I'm so thankful that Rob was able to get me in. So each week I got a call from my help. But I love this call. I love all the entrepreneurs, and I just definitely give thanks for being able to hear you and to be here with you. Thank you.
Thanks, awesome, Rob. And that's what I love is the fact that this is a community. It's a movement of faithpreneurs, and I get clearer and clearer on the assignment that God has given me, and I'm honored to be able to just bring together this very powerful group of believers who understand that now more than ever, we have to work together and share God's light and love in a very intentional and positive way. There's a lot of rebuilding. There's a lot of shifting. There's a lot of positioning that God is doing in the midst of what we think is just the end. This is not the end, unfortunately. There's much more to come, so we have to be prepared and we have to be in position to be able to be the answer to a lot of the problems that we see going on in our world and provide solutions. So being there for one another, being our brother and our sister's keeper is how I live my life and how I want to duplicate that same sort of fellowship within our family. So thank you for just sharing that you had a challenge, somebody else in the community said, I can call, we can do a three-way. That's what it's about. So I appreciate that, and thank you for sharing. And Darnell, thank you for standing by patiently. You can go ahead, dear.
Good morning. First, I want to say good morning to Roz, because I was going to say greetings from Roz. But anyway, my name is Darnell. I'm calling from Buffalo, New York. And I just want to say I'm grateful for this call every Saturday morning, no matter what I'm doing, is on loudspeaker in my home. So thank you, Dr. Stacy, for adhering to your call, and thank you, everyone. Thank you.
You're welcome, Darnell, and thank you for being the blessing that you are. So we'll take a few more callers because, as I said, today, typically our call goes, well, in the old days, about 30 minutes, but all of you folk who love to talk about Jesus will be on here with me for the Holy Ghost after party. An hour, hour and a half. We've been known to go further than that, but because I do have the presentation today, we'll wrap up closer to 10 at the latest, just because we have to do some tech things on the back end to prepare for this presentation. So who else wants to greet the family? And then I'll start with what I'll share today and pray and then open back up for more fellowship before we close
good
out.
Good morning, beautiful. You should know the fourth month is not far.
Exactly. When I start hearing all the voices, I'm like, okay, who's missing? Go ahead, my love.
Good morning, family. This is Celia calling from Flushing, Queens, New York, greeting you with the joy of the Lord in spite of it all. I lift up before you words of encouragement in spite of it all. Keep your eyes to the hills from which cometh thy help. I ask that you keep our special needs families in prayer, because in spite of COVID-19, that is not all that is happening in this world. I have three angels that I ask that you keep lifted: Macy's, Amari, David Jr. I actually have a couple of more. Benjamin, Dr. Benjamin, especially my own. The first three I've lifted up are suffering with seizures, and their parents are dealing either with them or away from them as their kids are going through seizures and doctors are trying to scramble how to correct it. One we almost lost on the table this Thursday trying to put in a port. So just keep Amari lifted up, because every time we try to do the surgery needed to correct her episodes, it's not, we have to stop and come back again. So her next procedure is May 7th. Then I'm asking you to lift up Benjamin and his fellow mates, because unfortunately COVID-19 has made it to the mountain where he is at. So far, none of the kids has been affected, but a staff member that was working on third shift in the houses is now affected. So we're praying that he was unable, that because he's third shift, which is generally overnight, none of the kids were affected, but still in all, I'm pleading the blood of Jesus over the house. But I know the God that we serve is true and faithful, and he will cover his children. So I'm just giving him the praise ahead of time, and I'm asking him to keep me strong and keep my mind solid, because that's my baby, and he's too far from me to wrap my arms around right now.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thank you for sharing that prayer request for all of our babies, especially Amari. And, you know, nobody knows the challenge unless you go through it, unless you're in it and you're walking in those shoes. And not only walking in the shoes, but answering your call to be able to create a community where parents can get the support that they need dealing with the challenge of what to do when you have to pivot and adjust with children who have different needs. And I can only imagine the other layers of complications thanks to COVID-19, but we're going to pray for the resources and the support and the healing that you have asked us for this morning. So thank you so much, Delia, and we will definitely be praying that Benjamin is covered and that they are able to manage and get things under control where he is.
Thank you. God bless. Love
You're
you.
Welcome, my dear. Love you more. Nothing you can do about it. All right, let's see who else wants to greet. I see some other folks trying to unmute. You can go right ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is Queen Mother Mary. This is Queen Mother Mary in Virginia. And I'm just so thankful that God has allowed me to work with my 13-year-old grandson, who's high-functioning autistic, to help me to complete Autism Awareness Month for the month of April. And there's been so many people that have been enlightened by some of the things that we have done. And I just ask for you all to continue to pray for his progress, Elijah's progress in his journey with his autism.
Absolutely, Queen Mother Mary. And I thank you for sharing that and just for all that you are doing to get people's stories out and just contribute to adding value to the world through stories. And now you're able to share some of the personal ones that you are witnessing even within your own family. So God continue to bless you. All right. Someone else was coming through.
Good morning. This is Patricia from Houston. Just want to say good morning to everybody. Grateful that COVID-19 test came back negative, took forever. And I just wanted to lift my sister up in praise and prayer. We're going to be praising that she doesn't, that she gets through this cancer diagnosis that she just got. Just a few weeks ago, she went for her regular mammal exam right before we had to start staying at home, you know, with the stay-at-home orders. So we're grateful that she got that appointment because she waited a week later. She wouldn't have got that mammal exam, and that's when it was discovered. And it's progressed, and it's moving really, really quick. So she starts her chemo on Tuesday. And so that's all I want to say. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely, Patricia, and we're glad that your test was negative. We'll definitely lift your sister up in prayer. And
Her name's Sylvia, too, by the way.
Sylvia, okay. And grateful that she was able to go and get that exam prior to the sheltering in. So
yeah.
We will trust that God will take her through, and because of all the advances in that particular part of medicine and cancer treatments, that they caught it early enough. But we know that God is the ultimate healer. So we'll just pray for him to release and dispatch some angels expeditiously for her to have her own testimony of recovery.
Amen. Thank you. God bless everyone.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Valerie Adelie from Brooklyn, New York.
Good morning, my Valerie.
Yes, good morning. What am I grateful for? The doctors and the nurses in this situation. And I'm grateful for prayers. And I'm grateful that I spoke to my family from Bahamas. And they still pray in there. And they following the orders in the Bahamas because this thing is all over the world. And I'm praying, and I know that God will bring us through this. I don't know when, and I don't need to know when, but I trust him, and this will come to an end. Thank you, Amen. Dr. Stacey Grant, for your time, but still, I know this will come to an end sometime.
Absolutely, and that is what our faith tells us that we don't have to worry about how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. We just know it will happen and that it will come to an end. We just pray for covering in the midst, and we pray that those who have transitioned, I don't think there's anybody on the planet who hasn't experienced COVID either through getting sick themselves and recovering, having family members who were ill and recovering, or unfortunately people transitioning as a result of COVID-19 and dealing with the burden and the loss in their heart of a loved one. And the only way that I've been able to share encouragement and help to reconcile the own losses, the losses that I've even had, is to know that God chooses who to give rest at what time. And for whatever reason, he's allowing them to get rest. We can honor those lives by how we live. So there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, unfortunately, with this horrific nightmare that we're experiencing with COVID-19. But our faith will carry us through, that God will bring us on the other side of this and cover us. And even if you go through it, that you will be healed from it and that we learn the lessons that we need to learn during this time. So thank you so much.
Amen.
Valerie.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Stacy Grant. Thank you. Correct. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I see someone else just came in from Massachusetts. Let's go right ahead. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what you're grateful for.
Yeah, this is Jackie. And I'm just grateful for just another day. I'm just going to keep it that simple. I know some people have, witnessed firsthand or very close hand what this thing can do. I have to say I'm lucky that I have not yet. It's come close, like a friend's brother is as close as it's gotten. But, you know, my family members, and I have big, you know, I have large family members in Canada as well, and parts of United States, and they're all safe right now. Today. So I'm just grateful that they're all safe right now.
Amen. Well, Jackie, we are glad to hear that and even more appreciative to hear your voice. Thank you for unmuting and just, you know, sharing in the fellowship this morning. And we are, you know, just grateful. I hope and I pray that the world sees the need for just a pause to really reevaluate the things that are important, the things that are necessary, and the ways that we can contribute to making the world a better place. You know, when we opened the call, one of my dear friends was one of the first to unmute today, and she said it gave her a chance to slow down, to connect with people she might not have had a chance to because of everyone's busy life. And I'm hoping that in the midst of everything that we're witnessing, more people we'll be able to not only be grateful for spared mercies, but grateful for the ability to make new decisions and be intentional about how we show up in the world each and every day. So thank you again for being here and for unmuting. All right, I see one more caller. some of the family kept their phones open, and you can mute your line, which is fine. So I'm just going to start sharing, and then I'll open up again for those who might want to say something or share with us and didn't get a chance to at the top of the call. So I want to just thank you all again for just being part of community, just understanding that we don't do this thing called life alone. We do it together. And the mere fact that this prayer call has been going on for over a decade is really blowing my mind after we stopped to try to backtrack just how far back we have been providing this platform. It's only in the last couple of years that I've opened this up to share it on social media because we only sent it out to our private list and those who were at conferences with me. And it came out of the need of helping individuals at FraserNet, which is one of the conferences that I'm honored to host each year, but I would see people walking around just confused because with so much information, so many people. And I said, you know, I know that God will be glorified if we can just get together and just pray and just be intentional. What do we show up here for? What are we asking God for? How can we pray for discernment in what we invest in and the people that we work with and what we should be focusing on. And that sunrise prayer began to be a part of what we would gather and do while at the conference. And then folks were like, what time is prayer? When I came back home that first year, and I'm like, what? The conference is over. But clearly, God was setting me up even way back then to know that this prayer call has been at the foundation of everything that has built up through Destiny Designers University and all of the work and doors and opportunities that God has opened for me. You know, He rewards faithfulness, and this call was never work to me. It was just a part of how I knew I could give my God some praise, and that it was real simple on this call, that we all believe God is real. We all believe His word is true. We've all chosen with our free will to serve Him in spirit and in truth, and in fellowship together, we overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Just that simple. No pomp, circumstance, no form and formalities. It's just us being in fellowship and knowing that we can connect no matter where we are in the world. And literally, everyone that calls in from all over the world has shown me that there is no distance in God and no distance in spiritually being connected. So the fact that this platform exists, especially in a time when so many people can only connect via telephone lines or conference calls and Zoom meetings and social media, I'm glad that we were already positioned to be able to support the family and to encourage one another as we deal with this thing called life. None of us are exempt from anything that we see going on in the world, but therefore, God's grace and mercy, we're able to get through and we're able to lean on each other, get that support, because there's no reason to do life alone. We do it in fellowship, and I'm excited to continue to build this ecosystem of faithpreneurs. I was writing out some things that we're getting prepared for in explaining Faithpreneur Weekend, and for those who know and have been and supported Faithpreneur Weekend, we're still going to have our conference. We're just not going to do it in person. It will be virtual with all the bells and whistles, so we're preparing for that, and the dates remain the same, August 13th through the 15th, so mark your calendars, August 13th through the 15th. We just had to make the decision that we don't know the extent of the damage of COVID-19 and how long we'll be having the variations of sheltering in and all these different information pieces we're getting from various forms of government. So we wanted to be wise in our approach and not make people feel uncomfortable in gathering in large spaces again until there's a vaccine and there's testing and there's just some of the simple things to help protect people. So pray for us as we get ready to unveil what we'll be building for Faithpreneur Weekend 2020 and how we support you in this process, because my mission is to really empower 1,000 faithpreneurs to really understand how to leverage their relationships, resources, in order to build revenue that will create sustainable and profitable legacies. And with those 1,000 that can successfully say that we're the head and not the tail, that can correct the things in business that might not have been in its right and decent place, but to really use the gifts and talents that God gave us to shine and to be able to be compensated for it in the marketplace is what we should be doing. It is the thing that as faithpreneurs, we should be able to be the examples that God can point to and say, when you're faithful, this is how you're rewarded, but you need to put things in its place, its right and decent place. So we'll be looking forward to unveiling the agenda for that and just supporting, because those 1,000, I want them to duplicate the process and find their own 1,000 so that we can build millions of faithpreneurs across this globe who understand what it means to operate their business with a fidelity to God, and how faith-based entrepreneurs on a corporate job can add other streams of income. Because we can see, especially during this time, that a job might not be secure forever, and you have to have multiple streams of income to support you and your family and the things that you're doing. So I'm mentioning all of this for my prayer warriors here on our VIP prayer call, to keep us covered and lifted in prayer as we get ready to announce our honorees for this year, as well as the programmatic portion of Faithpreneur Weekend 2020. And as we move through the rest of the day, for those who have time, once again, if you are able to support me at 11:20, I believe it's my time to go on. I'm a part of this historic conference that Ebony Jet Magazine, the Ebony Jet Foundation, is putting together as their answer in this COVID crisis. And they've had a clergy day, which was yesterday. Today is the National Black Business League, and tomorrow is health and wellness. And I'm honored to be a part of the lineup to support and share this with the global community, a message of not only hope, but of information and tactical resources that all of the entrepreneurs that are in their community can utilize. And of course, in my niche of faithpreneurs. So you can go to Ebony Con, I believe, is the website, and you can register for the event, and there's a direct link on my social media pages for those who follow me, but you can go to ebonyjet.org, and that will pull up the options for registering for today's conference and tomorrow. So thank you in advance for your prayers. I'll be doing my hot water and lemon as soon as we wrap up and start the tech preparation for the day. So as I was opening my Bible this morning, you know, every time we have our prayer call, I'm like, Lord, you know, just direct me to what you want me to share and what scriptures come up to me. And I just happened to be open when I was writing down the names for those who asked for prayer. And I turned and looked at Psalm 40. Verses 1-3. So I'm going to read those three because I think it's just appropriate as we see what we're going through. These are difficult times. I have to, when I say constantly, pray for God to give me words as I'm comforting so many of my close friends who have lost relatives. We have lost in our family. It's a lot. So only God can give strength to those who are grieving at this time, and only God can give us the right words to say. And sometimes there are no words. Sometimes it's just knowing that someone is there, just sending a text to brighten their day if they're not up to answering a phone call, sending them a message so that they know that they're not alone, because these are unprecedented times, and you can't even grieve the way that we normally grieve by gathering together, supporting one another, being in the same place. So with all of this going on, God is really challenging us to not look at what the despair is around us, but to look up to him from whence cometh our help. And Psalms 40 says, 1-3, and I'm reading from the King James Version. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. And he had put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. These first three verses of this psalm are just so powerful when we think about the fact that this too shall pass. There will be an end. As many of us have said, we just don't know how long it will be before we're back to a new normal, because nothing is going to be the same post-COVID-19. I think we're all clear on that, that life will be very different, just like life was very different post-9/11, post the Spanish flu, post anything that has had this level of impact. And this is a global pandemic. So it's more than just things being different in the United States. It's things being different around the world. But as we pray, there is one of the affirmations that my pastor shared. And for those of you who have my book, you know that I've included it in Action Despite the Distraction. And it's called Look Up to the Holy Mountain. Defeat comes from looking back. Distraction comes from looking around. Discouragement comes from looking down, but deliverance comes from looking up. And this is a time where we can only look up for God to bring us up out of this horrible pit, for him to establish us, for fortifying our faith. It's easy to have faith when things are good. it's easy to have faith when everything is well, it's lining up, the birds are singing, your bank account is full, your relationships are awesome. Yeah, it's easy to have faith. But when things start happening around you, when we're in a time like this that we're being tested and our faith is being tested, how are we standing? How are we standing strong? How are we putting on the whole armor? You know, there are a lot of people who during this time are saying, I can't even begin to list the amount of commentary that's coming out and, oh, you know, blaming God. No, we live in a fallen world. We know things will happen. But what we do also know with our faith is that everything is either God ordained or God allowed. So for whatever reason this is happening and he's allowing it to happen, doesn't mean that he started it. I still believe this is a man-made catastrophe, somebody messing around in a lab. The truth will come out eventually. But no matter what it looks like, we're not going to doubt God. We're going to ask him for the wisdom to make good choices and decisions. We're going to ask him for the strength to be able to get through this difficult time. We're going to ask him for the healing that we know that he is able to do for those who are fighting through recovery. And we're going to ask him particularly for the divine downloads, the witty ideas, the new songs in our mouths as faithpreneurs that we can answer the problems, that we can be the solutions during this time, that we can sit still long enough to hear how we can be a part of making the rebuilding of this world better, because it will have to be a rebuilding. There are so many things that will no longer be the same once this is over. And we have to really be in our prayer closet and in prayer and supplication before God, not in panic. Because if you're in panic, you can't pivot. As my dear sister, and I call her my big sis, and mentor Linda Clemens would say, you can't pivot if you're panicked. You just can't do both. And I say it all the time, you can't pray and worry in the same sentence. You cancel one out. So either you're going to pray or you're going to worry. And there is the challenge of our faith. There is the challenge of us taking God at his word. There is the challenge in us really understanding how we're growing in our own belief, in our own ability to exercise the faith muscles that we talk about all the time in the gym of life. It is now more than ever that we have to stay in community, stay in fellowship so that we can be encouraged because we're human. You know, you look at what's going on around you, and you're like, oh, my goodness. Like, I've never seen. No, you've never seen. Nobody has ever seen what we're seeing now. And it can shake you to the core. It can rock you like nothing else that you have witnessed before. When you see first responders and the story of that young family who had a four-year-old baby that caught the COVID and transitioned, because clearly this baby got it with their parents, her parents being exposed. Can you imagine how they feel? They're out here saving other people's lives. And then folks are taking the sheltering in orders for granted and thinking this is just, oh, they're just exaggerating. We thank God for giving that little baby her wings, that innocent child. But we pray for the comfort of that mother and father. What we're seeing, we never thought we'd be alive to see some of these catastrophes that are happening. So it's really incumbent upon us to put on all the armor. And that armor comes through reading God's word to be strengthened. So when you hear stories like that, when you witness it directly yourself, that God can give you a word to say, to give you a opportunity to help someone process very difficult times. I'm not one of those people that say, oh, well, we're just going to act like it's not affecting us, and because we're blessed and highly favored. We're all blessed and highly favored if we choose to be, but we're also human. And in that humanness of who we are, we need one another to hold up each other's hands to get through the things that we're witnessing. And to also be mindful that if we lose focus on from what God can do, we lose focus on what his word tells us, then we'll start to sink. Just like Peter meeting him on the water. He didn't realize he was walking on water until he looked down. So we don't want to look down. We don't want to look around and be distracted. We want to continue to look up for the strength, look up for the guidance, look up for the discernment, look up, for the healing, look up, for the strength so that we can get through. Because I promise you this, as all of what we're seeing looks the way it does, God is still making a way. He is still putting a new song in your mouth. He is still allowing his people to be able to position themselves so when the dust clears, they will rise to the top. They will rise to the occasion of being able to really solve, and I'm so confident about that, solve some of these problems, provide solutions and resources, and be able to build their legacy through having resources. We didn't have all these gifts and talents just to sit on it. We've been given it for a reason so that we can be able to move through and deliver them to the marketplace in a way that allows us a chance to see the manifestation of God's just grace, just his goodness. And that is my prayer today as I'm going to go into prayer and then open back up for anybody else who wants the fellowship, is that we are strengthened in our faith during this time, that we can really be God's hands and feet, that we can truly not just talk Christ, but live Christ. It's in the simple little things that we do that can make a difference. People are very fragile right now. People are on edge. People are searching for answers. People are in need of hope. People are bereaved and brokenhearted. And if we are doing the thing that God has put us on this planet to do, then we should be providing good examples and good extensions of God's love, his grace, and his mercy. Will it be easy all the time? Probably not. But can you do hard? Absolutely. Have you come through challenging times before? I bet you have. And this is just another level that we've all equally never seen, but we're going to all equally trust that the same God that delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt, when it looked like they were going to be swallowed up in the sea, the same God that delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the burning furnace without a hair on their arms being singed, the same God who made Noah build an ark when there was no water anywhere, the same God that delivered Jonah out of the belly of the whale, the same God who healed the woman with an issue of blood just because she had faith enough to press through to touch the hem of his garment, the same God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow is the same God who will carry us through what we're witnessing and what we're seeing in this COVID-19 nightmare. So let's hang on to what we know to be true. Not just what we're seeing, but what we know to be true. And what we know to be true is that we serve a God who can do all things but fail. And the things we don't yet understand, the things that he allows, the way in which we see life unfolding, we were warned about. So this is just not coming out of nowhere. If we're reading our word, if we go from Genesis through Revelation, the whole book of Revelation has to be learned, right? It's a process of really seeing. This is a foreshadowing. So this is just a little bit. Lord, have mercy. We really have to be in constant prayer and supplication in order to be able to stand during these last and evil days. So just be encouraged. There's no need to walk in fear, but to walk in faith. And as we get some knocks, because we're all going to get some knocks coming out of this whole situation, that we're able to deflect them with our faith muscle. We're able to stand even stronger, and we're able to focus, because here's what I know, what I share over and over again. What you focus on expands. So instead of 24/7 on the news cycle, 24/7 on social media, 24/7 ingesting all of the challenges that we're seeing, break up some of that time and go into your prayer closet. Go into focusing on getting some things done that have been sitting for a long time. Focus on building out the ideas and the downloads that you've received, that you've been procrastinating on. Let's get out of the valley of procrastination. Let's move to the mountaintop of completion with God's direction, with his inspiration, and with his discernment. That's why Destiny Designers University, we're moving on with continuing to offer training and giving you resources. We're adding in some faculty that we'll be announcing that have some very good content to share and help support the community of faithpreneurs to be able to get the resources that they need in order to turnkey their gifts, skills, products, programs, services, real estate, whatever it is that you've been given to serve the global marketplace and to stand as a successful testimony of a faithpreneur. That's where my focus is. That's where I have to stop when I start feeling myself getting overwhelmed by everything that's happening, the phone calls that keep coming, the text messages that keep asking for prayer. And I take the time to do that. And I say, okay, Lord, let me go back to what you're giving me. What is it that I need to do? How do I need to serve this ecosystem of faithpreneurs? How do we build this movement out so that we give you all the glory and praise by our action, by our realization that you've given us these things to move on it, not hide it under a bushel. So with that, I'm going to pray. Dear God, thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for just the gift of life that we can breathe in, breathe out, and just be grateful. Grateful that you are God. Grateful not because of the things that you can give us, but just for being God all by yourself. So we say thank you. Thank you for letting us wake up another day with another opportunity to have use of our limbs, to be able to be in sound mind, because you haven't given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we will wait patiently for you as we cry out to you, dear Lord. We know you'll bring us up out of this horrible pit that we're seeing. We know you'll put a new song in our mouth that we can praise you and others can see it and realize that you are real. Realize that your word is true. Realize that it's time for each and every individual to build their personal relationship with you. Lord, let us not just lean on other people's testimony, but to have a testimony for ourselves, that there's no escaping, that every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that you are Lord, that we can be your hands and your feet on this planet. As this COVID-19 is ripping through communities, countries, families, everywhere on this globe, it is something for us to pause and understand. Man is not in control of anything. So we ask you to give those who are seeking your faith, the scientists, the doctors, those who are working on the vaccines and ways in which to help people get better. There are many who are holding hands and praying. They've never seen this in their careers. They don't understand how this thing is mutating. So, Lord, I just ask you to give the divine downloads to those who are seeking it so that they can help to heal this world and this land through the divine inspiration that you give them. So my prayer this morning starts with covering all of those on the front line in so many different ways, not just our health professionals in the hospitals, those who are cleaning in the hospitals, those who are operating public transportation, those who are delivering mail, those who are delivering packages, those who are essential workers in a variety of ways that they have to go out their door each and every day, putting their life and their family in jeopardy to be able to serve others. I ask for wisdom with the leadership in this country and around the world, that the rush to rebuild the economy does not rush to cancel out more lives that we lose unnecessarily. I ask that you place wisdom in the minds of your people and how to move about in this new normal that we're living in. And we ask you, Lord, to be even with the children who are being affected, those who are with child and carrying through pregnancies during this time. There's so many layers to it. And Father, we just ask you to have mercy. We just ask you to cover, to direct, to lead with your spirit of discernment to help those really understand what they need to do, how they need to do it, and that we will get through this together, trusting and leaning on your everlasting arms and looking up to you from whence cometh our help. We pray, Lord, for the families who have to say bye to loved ones and can't even gather to be able to do that in the way that we've traditionally done. I ask you to comfort the heart of the brokenhearted. All of the bereaved families right now, we just ask for strength to be able to get through and for us to honor the lives of those who are going on by how we live. There are no words. Only you can fill the void, Father. So we're just asking you to wrap your children in your love and let them feel your presence and let them know that the body may expire and transition, but the spirit never dies.
And Lord, we pray for those who are fighting through recovery from COVID, that you would give them speedy and expedient recovery and keep families and anyone they have to come in contact with safe. We just thank you because we know we can look to you and trust you. We can lean on you. And we know that you will pull us through. We pray, Lord, for all of those this morning that asked a special prayer, our special needs children, those with different abilities, dear Lord, that are having so severe challenges with seizures and health issues in the midst of not being able to have the same access to hospitals and care. We ask you to cover Amari and Benjamin and where he is, dear Lord. We just ask you to be with all of those who we might not know their names, but we know their need. And we're just asking you to move as only you can move and to make way, Lord. We pray for Queen Mother Mary and her baby as she's helping her grandson deal with the autism spectrum and just how you're allowing her an opportunity to be there and to provide solutions. And we thank you that Patricia was negative in her COVID test and that her sister was able to get her diagnosis before the sheltering in orders. And we pray that as she starts her treatment, that she will have yet another testimony of victory. And there's so many prayer requests that haven't been publicly shared. But Lord, we know that you know all of the prayers that are before the throne. And we just ask you to move and to go ahead and do your work. But we can't tell you how to move and how to do your job. Our job is to be obedient. Our job is to bring the prayer request before you. Our job is to stand in faith and knowing with expectancy that you will answer. So we just bring all the prayer requests before the throne and ask you to have mercy. I pray a special prayer for my faithpreneurs, dear Lord, that in this time and season, you will download the divine witty ideas, the follow through on where procrastination has lived, that there will be an opportunity for you to get the glory and praise through the action that they take in this time to deliver, to develop, to refine their services, products, solutions to the problems that are existing in the world today, that they can create those profitable and sustainable legacies for generations to come. So I thank you for making way out of no way. I pray for those who have been let go of jobs, on furlough, not sure where the next dollar is coming from. We ask you to make a way because you said you never see the righteous go begging bread. So no matter how bad it looks, how difficult it seems, we're not going to doubt you for a second. And we're going to trust that you will open doors and make way for each and everyone. We pray for marriages. We pray for children. Lord, everyone sheltered in, it's either bringing things to a head or just bringing great harmony. So we pray for harmony because anyone doesn't like to see families whole. So help marriages to come together in this time to realize just the bond and the oath that they took before you to preserve their marriage, to preserve children who might have been acting out of their natural mind, to help them to make good choices and decisions, and to just bring families in a place where they use this time to get stronger and to be knitted together, because we know that you can put the smallest piece of the puzzle back in its place. And Lord, we pray for those dealing with mental health challenges. This is a very serious time where thoughts of suicide have increased, where depression has increased, where abuse has increased. So we pray, Lord, for those professionals that can provide resources and services for them to be able to reach out to those who need it, that there's no stigma in asking for help, that they get the professional resources to help them deal with putting one foot in front of the other and managing the thoughts that are in their mind. So we pray for what we're seeing happening around us, and we pray for the providers of those services to be strengthened. We pray for those with elder care. We especially pray, Lord, for what we're seeing happening in the nursing homes all across the globe, that our elders, dear Lord, will get the proper care to be covered and respected, and that their lives valued during this time. We just pray that you provide resources and you open up doors and opportunities that
the injustice that we're seeing happening in these nursing homes can be corrected, Lord. My heart goes out to the families who can't get to their loved ones, and just asking you to put somebody there to do the right thing and to do right by those whom we wouldn't be here had it not been for them. So much going on, Lord. So much laid before you. Not everyone could make it on the call today, but we stand in the gap for each and every one. And anything that we've forgotten to ask, please don't hesitate to grant it unto us. Forgive us for our foolish ways and the things that we've done outside your will and your way. And we thank you for correction in your word. And just ask that you help us to be your best representatives, for us to stand boldly in our faith and to do the things that you have called us to do. So all these things we ask in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, family, before we wrap up, I just want to give chance to anyone who didn't get to greet the family before I have to go today. You can press star one, tell us your name, where you're calling from, and either what you're grateful for or what's on your heart before we wrap up.
Hey, Dr. Stacy.
Yes, ma'am.
It's Roz. I just want to, it's just so amazing that wherever you study or how you teach, God just gives me a confirmation. And when you were talking about our private time with the Lord, this is the Hope Words from Dr. Tony Evans' study Bible. And it is in John 15 about the abiding, but it says, spiritual intimacy with God expands spiritual capacity. So when we just focus and take care of our vertical alignment, God's providential hand will like do the dial and go take us horizontal as we need, even for the loved ones, even if they're sick, even if there's cancer. If we just really focus on our vertical alignment, because he's the big God, the Alpha, the Omega, the omnipresent God, he knows everything. So thank you so much for that word.
Oh, you are welcome, my love, and you just be careful on the road.
We are. Thank you.
All right, darling. Okay, family, I have literally about 4 more minutes, so I see a couple of you unmuting, so let's go to Baltimore. I think I know who that is.
Yeah, you know who this is. Morning, Sunshine.
Good morning, my brother. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great and grateful to be here. One of you.
Yes, ma'am. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm grateful for life, family and friends, good health and strength, somewhere to stay, some food, little food to eat, for God's grace and mercy at times when I need it. Like I always say, I'm always grateful for, you know, community that we have, not just as, you know, all families come together, you know, fellowship, praise God, you know, do what we need to do. And I want to share a quick story we had at our service last week. People were on the plane was taking off. And the pilot got on, in the comments said, well, we might be experiencing a little, little turbulence. So I guess the plane is maybe shift a little bit or, whatever happened. And of course, people start, people kind of getting nervous, they were panicking, all kinds of stuff was going on. And there was this little girl, she was on the plane as well. She was just, reading her book. So, I guess everybody else around her was kind of nervous, they were crying, upset, and everything. And so when the plane finally landed, there was a pastor who was on the plane, and he noticed the girl the whole time I was just going off, she was just sitting down reading her book. So he asked her, I can't remember exactly what the word was, but basically, I noticed that she was, you were calm throughout this whole, ordeal. And she looked at me and said, oh, yeah, well, the pilot was my father. I'm like, okay, so you said, Ms. Moore said, well, she wasn't worried about us because she knew who was in control, which in this case was the pilot was her father. But in our, community, we know our father is in control, so that's why I wanted to share that little story, because when I heard that, I was like, That was one of the Dr. Mike things. You don't have nothing to say after that, so I just wanted to share that with, you know, with our people.
All right. Well, thank you, Dan. That's right. Our God is in control, not Danny God. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you, too. And I see two more people I want to make sure you get in, so go right ahead.
Good morning and happy Saturday, everybody. It's LaDraine Peterson from Fort Washington, Maryland. And I'll be very quick this morning. Hi, Dr. Stacey.
Hey, my LaDraine.
Hey. So I'm grateful for my faith. And it just aligns to everything. And if you keep your eyes open, you will find alignment in everything. So, Dr. Stacey, you said during a prayer, our job is to be obedient. Our job is to wait in expectation. And I just want to leave with everybody this prayer. And it just so happened to be my motivational prayer for this morning. And it just so happened to be my motivational prayer, praise reminder that I'm posting on behalf of my church. And it is Psalms 46 and 10. Be still and know that I am God. I am exalted among the nations. I am exalted in the earth. That's God's message to us. Everything that's going on, shelter in place is for our safety. Be still. That means, like, stay at home. So it's in the word. It's in the word. So I just wanted to share that because it just had been a ringing theme ever since 7 o'clock this morning for me. So hope that blessed someone.
Well, won't he do it? There's always confirmation in the word. So thank you so much for that, my love. And thank you for always being here and being a part of the call.
Thank you. I love you more.
Yeah, you can't, but you can try. All right. I want to get the last two folks in before I close out. So go right ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Top of the morning. I'm just glad for this. Yes, yes, yes. Praise the Lord, everyone. It's the Apostle Boy from New York. And I just, you know, Sister Latrine, you almost made me take off my shoe in the hair and just run about. Because God, you know, thank you, Lord. God's... Anyway, I didn't come here to preach you on time limit. But anyways, I had posted, I don't know if it was this week or last week. Anyway, I posted that same scripture, Psalms 46 and 10. And so, again, it's just confirmation that it has been resonating, and I've been seeing people posting and sharing it all over the place. That is the word of God. Be still and know that he is God. So we need to be still. And I posted that out for Georgia. Be still. So if you want a line from Georgia, be still and know that God is still in control. Because what happens is we look to men, and God said, you need to be looking at me. Hello, somebody. And so we just want to be still and be obedient. And another confirmation that you shared today, Dr. Stacey, if we're willing and obedient, we shall eat the good of the land. And so I just thank God for his word. I thank God that he has been, there have been some prophets laying, in the backside of the mountain. But we are coming up, amen? We are coming up and coming out because God has strategically placed us in realms. I'm talking spiritually. Hello, somebody. Spiritually, to receive what thus saith the Lord, because we continue to lay prostrate. We continue to seek him and his word and what he wants us to do. And again, it ties into your prayer, for a good man's steps is ordered by the Lord. I just want to extend some blessings on to you as you go out in your day, whether it's virtually or whether you physically have to be out there. I pray that God's angels will still be encamped about you everywhere you go. So God bless you. Thank you very much.
Oh, love you and God bless you. Thank you for that blessing. And I carry it with me as I get ready to present today. That You know, God is sending us out to do what we need to do up in these streets. So I'm being still. That's why I have to go and just sit in prayer and preparation for this next hour. So I just invite you all, please keep me in your prayers. You know, I'm not independent of it. I thank you all for being here. Our first time callers, thank you for calling in. Welcome to the family. We hope you will join us again. And I think there was one other person that was trying to get through. So I want to give you kind of the opportunity to greet the family before we close for today. And by the grace of God, we gather at the top of May for the first Saturday in May next week. God spare our lives. So if that's you, go right ahead.
Doc, I think that's me because I'm in the car. I love you.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So family, be well, be covered, be safe, be still, and know that our God is in control. I just love the way that we continue to encourage each other, that everyone is connected in spirit. Some of you have never laid eyes on each other, but you feel like you know each other, and that is how we are connected in the family of Christ. So thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. Thank you for showing up today and being a part of the fellowship. And I look forward to continued testimonies. We're going to wait with expectancy to see what God is doing in such a time as this. And for those of us who are obedient to his word and are moving according to the speed of purpose. So God bless you. I love you. It's Dr. Stacy. I'm signing off. And there's nothing you can do about my love for each and every one of you, even those of you that I haven't met yet. I love you and take that to the bank. Bye-bye, everyone.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.